You're listening to SBS News.
The leaders of France and Germany have urged Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukraine's president. During an 80-minute phone call, Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz called for an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian troops. They also urged the Russian president to free 2,500 Ukrainian defenders of the Azovstal steel plant being detained by Russian forces. President Putin reportedly warned the leaders against providing Ukraine with heavy weapons. Volodymyr Zelensky says the situation in the east of Ukraine is indescribably difficult as Russia intensifies its offensive. He says Ukraine, which is working to boost weapons supplies, is approaching the point where it could outnumber the Russians both technologically and in terms of its ability to strike.
The situation is very complicated, especially in those areas in the Donbas and Kharkiv region where the Russian army is trying to squeeze at least some result for themselves. The key areas of fighting on the front line are still Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Bakhmut, Popasna, and other cities where the Russian offensive is focused. But our defenses are holding up. It's indescribably difficult there. And I am grateful to all those who withstood this onslaught of the occupiers.
Russian forces stepped up their assault on the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk after claiming to have captured the nearby rail hub of Lyman, as Kyiv intensified its calls for longer-range weaponry from the West to help it fight back in the Donbas region.
We are working daily to strengthen our protection. This is primarily through provision of weapons. Every day we are approaching the point where our army will outnumber the occupiers technologically and striking force. Of course, a lot depends on our partners and their readiness to provide Ukraine with everything we need to protect our freedom. And I expect good news on this as early as next week.
The invading forces appear close to seizing all of the Luhansk region of Donbas. Mr. Zelensky says Ukrainian defenses in the east are still holding up and condemned Russia's barbaric strikes in the northeastern Sumy region. One woman has died and seven people were injured, with two of them in a serious condition. A solar power plant in Ukraine's Merefa on the Kharkiv region was destroyed by a missile strike. The solar plant's station manager is Volodymyr Ranchkovsky.
Today there were two arrivals of Iskander-type missiles from Belgorod. Here you can see the wreckage of the rockets. It was a completely peaceful object, no military objects here. There is no military infrastructure here. It's just a solar power plant. This is the deliberate destruction of the infrastructure of Ukraine and of the population of Ukraine.
Local authorities say there are no casualties from the strike and the power supply has been restored. Meanwhile, a growing food crisis has been worsened by Ukraine's inability to ship millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products as the country remains under attack. The country is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil, but the war and a Russian blockade of its ports have halted much of that flow, endangering world food supplies. And an Australian humanitarian worker has been killed in Ukraine. Michael O'Neill drove trucks in Ukraine to help wounded Ukrainians on the front lines. He was killed on Wednesday. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.